Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Have a listen to this. This is from a lady called Aisling, who's been in touch with us. And here's what she writes. Hey all, I'm stuck in a bit of a moral dilemma. I'm 8 weeks pregnant and my manager just suggested that I apply for a new role that would be a massive promotion for me. I really want this promotion. I think it will be more interesting and really help my career grow in the future, as well as being a nice salary increase. However, the promotion would involve quite a bit of training, so really by the time I finish the training, I'd be going on maternity leave. My inclination is to go for it and say nothing until I found out if I've gotten the job or not. I'm in a very male-dominated sector, and I don't know any other employees who've gone on parental leave, even after having children. I'm afraid if I say anything before the interview, it'll affect my chances of actually getting the job. I'd love to know what your listeners think of my dilemma. Should I tell my boss that I've just found out that I'm pregnant? Or, because I'm so early on, should I just wait and see? And that's from a lady called Aisling. And it raises a whole dilemma, not just on Aisling's situation where she's going for a promotion that would involve a promotion interview and everything else. It also raises the issue of whether or not it is any of an employer's business at all whether you're pregnant in an initial job interview. 087-188-0008 is our number. So she's 8 weeks pregnant. She just found out recently that she's pregnant. Her bosses should suggest that she goes for this promotion, and she's very interested in it because it would be a great job. But the promotion, if she were to go for it and get it, will involve quite an amount of training, and she would be, by the time the training is finished, she'd actually be going on her maternity leave. So she'd be doing all that training and then heading off on her merry way to have her baby. Now, some will say it's absolutely none of her employer's business. None whatsoever. 087-188-0008 is our number. You can send us a text, a WhatsApp, or a WhatsApp voice note, please, with your opinion on this. Should she tell her boss that she's pregnant? Now, she's only 8 weeks pregnant. You know, some people don't like to jinx a pregnancy by letting people know too early on. But that's irrelevant because, as she said herself, she is pregnant and everything going to plan. By the time, if she got this promotion, by the time she finishes all the training involved, she'll be off on her maternity leave. 087-188-0008 is our number if you want to get involved in this conversation. Bernie, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Hiya, Bernie.
Hi, Adrian. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Bernie. Now, this is difficult.
I appreciate that. It sounds difficult. Like, she's only 8 weeks pregnant. She doesn't know if it's twins. She could have triplets. You know, she could have an early pregnancy where she goes early. She doesn't say whether it's her first child or her second or her third child. So I don't know her exact position, but if it was me personally, I would tell them up front.
Mm-hmm.
And after doing all the training, she could be a following a year out after that. So realistically, she could have the, you know, a long time before she actually took up the job. And by that stage, she mightn't even want to do it if she's got a child who's maybe got, you know, maybe she has a C-section, God forbid, which say she doesn't have a straightforward pregnancy. She's tired, the child doesn't sleep, and then you're taking up a new job and you have to be full of bounce and energy. Mm. I would feel that if it was me, honestly, I'd put my heart and soul into the pregnancy. And, you know, because at the end of the day, if you're earning enough to live on at the moment and you can get by and you're happy enough, you can always get the promotion at a later time when it suits your lifestyle and you're in a better position.
You may not come up again, though. That's the thing.
Well, there's always other companies, and there's, you know, it depends on what position or where she is working.
Yeah, no, I know that, but she doesn't actually say whether it is likely to come up again, whether she would be likely to be offered that sort of a promotion at a future date. But as far as you're concerned, she should tell.
Yeah, and
she tell with a view to them not promoting her, or should she tell with a view to letting them know, look, I'm not going for the promotion?
No, I'd tell them and see, let them make the decision. Let them, they know what they need her for and how, you know, when they want her to take up the position. So I'd be upfront about it, and maybe you can, you know, work it out and say, okay, you're going to have your, we'll train you now. Yes, there's no problem. You go on the leave, and when you come back, you'll take up your new position. They might be that easy to, they might be that easy to get her to talk to. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm assuming if she's being asked to go for a promotion, she's been working there, you know, quite a while. That they're offering her encouraging her to apply for the promotion. That would suggest that she's there quite a while, that they have gotten to know her and like her and see the value of her.
Well, then, if that's how it is, and I see what you're reading, that sounds positive to me. I'd tell them and just say, look, I'm pregnant and, you know, all going well. Once I'm trained up and everything, I'll be back after my maternity leave. Is that okay? I can start the new job then. If not, then is there somebody else they have in mind, you know, that isn't, I don't know,
about to go on maternity leave?
Yeah. Like, to be honest, like, you know, she's going to be, realistically, she's going to have this 9 months pregnancy. Then she could have up to a year off. And so that's not over 18 months before she's actually able to take up the position.
Hmm.
That would be my reading of it now. My thing is, I work to live. And it mightn't be for me now, but maybe a promotion come up in 5 or 6 years' time when I am ready, and then I'll be able to go for it and be happy.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, she should tell her bosses fairly this week.
Well, as soon when if they were, I don't know how long ago since they approached her, and how long have they given her before she goes back to them? I don't know the time frame that they've given her.
No, I don't myself. But I'm assuming it was last week or whatever that she was asked to go for. She says, my manager just suggested, so it must have been the last couple of days.
Okay.
The email we got on Saturday, so it would have been last week. She finds out she's pregnant. The boss says, apply for this promotion. And now she's, it's a difficult one, isn't it?
It is a difficult one. And to be honest, I'd rather be straight from the get-go. So then I have no, you know, you're not hiding anything. Oh, I just discovered I was pregnant. You know, that way, I'd rather be straight up and let them tell me what, you know, whether it will suit their needs or not. And then you're not thinking, should I, could I, would I? At least you know, and then you can either, you know, go for the training, take your maternity leave and in good knowledge, and then come back fit for a new job. Or just have your pregnancy, enjoy it, and then, you know, look for something else if you come back, if you're still not, if you know, if you don't go for it.
Hmm. Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 087-188-0008. Should she tell her bosses that she's pregnant? This is Morris.
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you doing? Yeah, I was just listening to the topic that's coming up after lunch. I think she should be honest and upfront and tell them out straight. I'm not long pregnant, and at least if she's upfront, honest and open, they can't accuse her of anything. But, you know, if she was further down the line and she had a baby and pregnancy and the pressures of the job were stealing away her time with her baby, it's not a nice thing. You know, there's nothing better in the world than a mother or a father bonding with their offspring and their child, you know. No money can pay you that. No career move can replace that, you know. So I'd say be upfront and honest. Say I'm 8 weeks pregnant. I'm delighted that I'm going to be a mother, please God. And let's see if we can come to a deal on this. If not, the job's not for you. As the old saying goes, what's meant for you won't pass you by. Cheers, Morris.
All right, Morris, thanks very much indeed. 087-188-0008 is our number. So, Aisling is the lady's name. She is 8 weeks pregnant, and my manager just suggested I apply for a new role that would be a massive promotion for me. I really want this promotion. I think it'd be more interesting and really help my career grow in the future, as well as being a nice salary bump. However, the promotion would involve quite a bit of training, so really by the time I finished the training, I'd be going on maternity leave. My inclination is to go for it and say nothing until I found out if I've gotten the job or not. That's her dilemma. 087-188-0008 is our number. Tony, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Hi, Tony.
How are you?
Now, Bernie a moment ago was saying that, yes, she probably should tell them, she should probably concentrate on the pregnancy and not be under pressure with a new job, all of that. What's your view on this?
Well, to be fair, Bernie and Morris both raised very valid points with regard to this particular situation. There is a subtle difference, I think, here between what Aisling should do and what she's legislatively required to do. She is not under any obligation to advise her employer that she is pregnant. So it really is down to how her own conscience will deal with the interview process and going forward. Mm-hmm. She's not required to tell them she's pregnant until she's about to go on maternity leave, 4 weeks out from that. So, yes, she's about to go through a 9-month pregnancy, please God, but she has plenty of time in that time frame to learn the job that she's about to do. And if she thinks it'll be more interesting, and if she thinks that it's going to be a salary increase that's worth it, then I don't really think that she needs to tell them. She doesn't need to tell them.
Okay, there's no legal obligation.
None whatsoever.
What Bernie is suggesting, though, is that if this promotion is extra work, extra pressure, lots of training, all of that, and she's basically saying that by the time she's finished all the training, she'd be going on maternity leave.
The other side of that is that she doesn't actually know that. She doesn't know that it's going to take her that long to pick up this new job. Because obviously she says
the promotion would involve quite a bit of training, so really by the time I finish the training, I'd be going on maternity leave.
Well, maybe that's a question that she needs to ask in the interview process to determine whether or not she wants to do that to herself while she's pregnant, without telling them that she's pregnant. She can ask them, as part of her interview questions, what's the training plan for this? Do you envisage it taking 6 months? Do you think I'll pick it up in 3 months? Then she had more information. Like, the other side of it as well is, just because they've suggested that she goes for this promotion doesn't actually mean she's going to get the job. So, like, she also doesn't have to accept it if they offer it to her. So she still has a bit of time to make those decisions. And I just don't, like, with the best will in the world, no matter what an employer says to you, if you advise an employer that you are pregnant, whether they mean to do it or whether they do it subconsciously, it will impact their decision making. And that's the grey area. So I don't think at this point, I think at this point it is too early. My opinion is that it is too early for her to tell them. She's not legislatively required to do so. She hasn't definitively been offered the job. She could ask all those relevant questions to them in the interview process, and then she can make a more informed decision. And Bernie is right. If she wants to, if Aisling wants to spend more time enjoying her pregnancy, and then she does realise actually it's going to be 6 months of hard slog learning this role, then maybe this isn't for me. And
okay, but let me read a message. Let me read a message that's just come into us from Catherine, and she says, as a woman who has had two babies, it would be unfair to take a job and hide a pregnancy. It doesn't look good, and it will stand against you if you lie.
She's not lying. It just so happens that she knows she's pregnant. What if she didn't know she was pregnant? Now, you are also speaking to a person who doesn't have any children. So, everybody comes at it from a different angle. And there are all valid points across the whole board. But I think until she has more information, I don't think that she needs to tell them. Now, if her conscience can't stand for that, then that's a different kettle of fish altogether. I'm a little bit more black and white. I'm a little bit more, what they don't need to know, they don't need to know. And that's it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if she doesn't, I suppose it also depends on how long she's worked for the company. If she has a really good relationship with her manager and she's been there for 10 years, and for argument's sake, let's say they all know that maybe she's been struggling to have a baby or whatever, maybe then that it is easier for her to tell them. my opinion would be, until she has more information about the training situation of the job, until she's actually been offered the job, she doesn't actually need to tell them. Now, if her
but what about that message? What about that message that this? Because there is an awful lot of effort, by the sounds of it, that the company would be investing a lot of money in her training, for her to turn around at the end of the training and say, "Right, that's it, I'm off." Do you know what I mean?
True,
and that's
true,
that was what that message said. It doesn't look good, and it'll stand against you in the future.
Well, the other option she has at that point, I suppose, is if she knows it's going to be 6 to 9 months of hard slog worth of training, and she decides that she really wants to do it, then she can sit down with them and put together a training plan whereby somebody else in the company, a colleague, is also learning this training as she goes, and that person gets the opportunity to do that role while she's on maternity leave. Like, there are options, but you can only figure out those options once you make the decision of what you want to do. She's not hiding information, because it's her private information.
Yes.
She can choose to give it or not give it as she sees fit. She's not legislatively required to tell them.
No, I know that,
so
yeah,
She can go through the interview process without telling them. At that point, if they offer her the job, after going through the interview process, if they offer her the job and they say, you're going to be doing 6 months worth of 50-hour weeks to be able to learn how to do this job, she can go, okay, give me a couple of days to think about that bit. Then she can go back to the drawing board and say, look, do I want to spend time focusing on my pregnancy? Do I want to take the chance? And then maybe she has an open conversation with them in terms of saying, look, I'm...
Okay, but you think she...
The interview process will take probably another 4 weeks anyway, right?
Okay, but you think she should just go...
People.
Yeah, she just go for it now. If she gets offered the job, then decide.
Yes, because we're at the point as well where she hasn't been offered the job. Yes, her manager has suggested that she go for the promotion, but it doesn't actually mean that she'll get it.
Well, in fact, you'd agree then with this message that just came into us, and it says, she's been asked to apply for the job, there's no guarantee she'll get the job, and she's under no obligation to accept it, even if she's offered it.
Exactly. So she will be better informed in X amount of week's time when the interview process is over. She will know more about the training situation. She will know more about the necessity of the job and what's going to be required of her to get her up to a point where she'll be able to do the job herself. They might turn around and say, Aisling, thanks very much for going for the interview. We thought you did a great job. It just so happens there was somebody else who had this particular piece of experience that we actually think we need, and we're going to go with that person. So, you know, and then at least she knows it's not because of a pregnancy that she didn't get the role. It's because of somebody else's level of experience. It had nothing to do with her, per se. Her state. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Stay with me for 1 second if you can, please. 087-188-0008 is our number if you want to send us a text, a WhatsApp, or you can do what Jennifer did and send us a WhatsApp voice note with your opinion on this.
Hi, guys. What's that woman saying? I actually don't agree with her at all. She should tell her boss that she is pregnant, and they should understand, like, in this day and age, you should be able to tell your boss something like that, and it shouldn't affect your future purposes for your job. And if they value you as a person to get a promotion, then... they value you as a person, and they know how good of a job you do. So there's no problem in telling them. I don't agree with that woman there that she needs to, she needs to tell her, but focus on the whole baby thing. Yeah, focus on the baby, but this is everyday life. Unfortunately, this is her future, and she's going to have a better future for her child with this promotion. So I think you should go ahead, take that job, go for the interview and be honest with them, and look at the end of the day, what's fair, you won't pass, yeah.
And this is Adrian Kennedy with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Very mixed reaction to this conversation, which I'm surprised by. We're talking about Aisling's dilemma, and here's Aisling's issue. She says she's stuck in a bit of a moral dilemma. I'm 8 weeks pregnant, she says. And my manager just suggested that I apply for a new role that would be a massive promotion for me. I really want this promotion. I think it would be more interesting and really help my career grow in the future, as well as being a nice salary increase. However, the promotion would involve quite a bit of training, so really by the time I finished the training, I'd be going on maternity leave. My inclination is to go for it and say nothing until I find out if I've gotten the job or not. I'm in a very male-dominated sector and I don't know any other employees who've gone on paternal leave, even after having children. I'm afraid if I say anything before the interview, it'll affect my chances of getting the job. I'd love to know what your listeners think. Should I tell my boss I am pregnant? That is her dilemma. I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 087-188-0008. You can send us a text, a WhatsApp, or you can do what John did and send us a WhatsApp voice note to that number.
Hi, Adrian. That lady, Aisling, she simply has to tell her employers that she is pregnant. Although early stages, she has to tell them she's pregnant. She's not legally obliged to tell them, but she's morally obliged to tell them because it is the right thing to do. They obviously think highly of her if they have suggested that she apply for the promotion. So that isn't going to change. But I can tell you one thing, rightly or wrongly, it would change if she pulled the wool over their eyes and didn't tell them that she was pregnant, was awarded the job and then went off on maternity leave that they would have to cover. When she comes back, as I say, rightly or wrongly, you can be sure that they wouldn't think of as highly of her then as they do now. So it's the right thing to do, and the right time. They may award her the job, you know, pending her return. She seems to be well thought of. It's just the right thing to do. She's got to do that. She's got to tell them.
All right. Thanks very much indeed. 087-188-0008. You can send us a text, a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. Now, Catherine, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Adrian.
Well, Catherine, you think that she should tell them.
I think it's very unfair on the job itself. I don't know whether I heard you right or not, Adrian, but there's a lot of money being put into training or is
yeah, it? If she got the job, it
if
involves...
She got it, Adrian,
yeah, if
she
no,
yeah.
Obviously, if, yeah. It would involve quite a bit of training, so...
And
she's basically saying by the time the training would be finished, she'd be heading on her maternity leave.
So what's the point?
To get the job. That's the point.
I said you can't do it. You know, as the other caller said, and baby and different things might happen.
Damien Farrelly in the afternoon on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Why don't you join me weekday afternoons from 2 as I...
Sorry, I don't know where that came from. How did that happen? How strange. Sorry, are you still there?
What happened?
I don't know. Damien Farrelly, that's what happened.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, we'll hear him at 2.
So you think that she should tell...
Is the effort of the job, the firm itself is putting in, I'm paying extra to train or not, and say if she's not offered it or and somebody else could do it. Do you know what I mean? That's my opinion. I think it's... She tells them and they accept it and then if she goes out on maternity leave, who's going to do the job if she got it? You know, I don't know, Adrian, to be quite honest. My opinion is that she should tell them that they're going to spend all the extra time and train her and say she doesn't get it. You know, just both ways, kind of, you know. But I personally think I would tell.
You would tell, okay. So, all right, but let's find out what others think. 087-188-0008 is our number. You can send us a text to WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number. Should she tell her employers? Now, as we were saying, there is no legal obligation on her to tell. And that's why she's in a bit of a dilemma. She really wants this job. That's the problem. She really, really wants the job. She it would be great for her career. And she just doesn't know what to do about it. Lorenzo, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Hi, Lorenzo.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Well, Lorenzo, should she tell her employers that she is pregnant?
I think that if during the interview the employer asks her if there is any condition that he should be aware of for the upcoming months or training or period, she then have to kind of tell him, because otherwise she's kind of hiding something. But if there's nothing coming up, I don't see why she has to say it, because it's not his business to know what that she's pregnant or not.
Yes, he doesn't have any entitlement to know.
No, because, and I'm saying this, I can understand if I am the employer and something like this happened, it still would be not my business to know.
Mm.
Even because...
But what I've heard from a number of people is that if she doesn't... She's obviously well-liked in the company, well-respected. And what I'm hearing from a lot of people is if she doesn't tell them now, it could leave a very bad taste with her employers that she didn't have the decency, I suppose.
Well, but there are many things that even can go wrong with the pregnancy. I hope not. I definitely hope not. But what happens if she loses the embryo? Then she turn out and say, second, I want the child because I'm not pregnant.
Yes, yet. No, and that is one of her worries because she is so early in her pregnancy.
I think that she has to go, and then if she gets the job, what she can do is say that at after the interview and after getting the job in terms of, look, I know that I have to go through the long training, but this is the situation. Can we do training when I come back? Because then there would be no sense for me to do a training now, leave, and then start over again. So that can be something that probably can be done, or some sort of agreement that she can find with the employer, but after getting the job, not before.
Because you see, obviously, one of the risks if she were to go in this week and say, look, I really want to go for that job, but I'm pregnant.
Then she won't get the job.
Yes.
And I can say it even because when I was in Italy, so one time I went back to Italy, I went back to the pet hospital where I did the training. We were chatting with the guys there, and they were like, have any plan of coming back? And I was like, no, I'm fine in Ireland. I work in Ireland. I stay there. And they immediately said, do you know anyone that might wants to come here and work? I said, oh, yeah, I think I know plenty of people that they might want to come here. And they said, no women, just men. Because women, then they get pregnant and we lose them for a certain time and period. So for career purpose, she has to stay quiet and don't say anything unless the employer asks directly, I think.
Okay, so she should keep it to herself for now. It's too early in her pregnancy as well, as far as you're concerned, to be taking any chances.
She kind of thinks morally has to say it, especially if the employer asks her about, have you planned, or what's your plan for the future?
But mind you, they're not allowed to ask questions relating to pregnancy. They're not allowed to ask questions like that during a job interview.
So why she should say it? There's no obligation. Even because then, she can even apply for racism or sexism if then they say, no, we don't want you to give any position anymore because you're pregnant. What's the difference? So I don't think it's something that should be told before knowing if there is a job, if there is that job opportunity. Then if she gets the job, then they can probably find a solution after it, most likely.
Okay, so go for it. Go for the interview. Fingers crossed she gets the job.
Fingers crossed she gets the job.
And then maybe then tell.
Maybe then ask for, look, this just came by. What solution we can find, most likely.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can please, Laurent.
Can I say one thing?
You can, of course. Yeah, go on.
It's just to confirm what is all around, but I don't understand why women has to be so tough between each other.
Meaning?
I heard women saying, oh, you have to say, oh, you have to say, and then me, I should be the other side.
Oh, sorry, yes. And it is actually...
It's the opposite, where a woman would say, no, keep quiet. Don't
It is actually, you're right. It is a lot of women are saying...
No, you have to say it. Well, why is that? But it's everywhere. It's always, even on social media, that women are so tough with each other, especially among pregnancy and after being pregnant. And then, but shouldn't be a unity between them more than outside?
I find it strange that it is mostly women that are saying it as well, to be honest. Okay, stay there for a second, please, Lorenzo. 087-188-0008 is our number if you want to get involved in this conversation. Have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note that just came into us.
I hear there's loads of ifs, ands and buts for a job that she hasn't even got yet. If I was her now, I'd just relax and enjoy her pregnancy and go for the job. If she gets it, she can decide then. If she doesn't get it, then it wasn't meant to be. And to be honest, if she goes for the job, gets it and doesn't tell them about the pregnancy, that'd probably be the last promotion she gets inside that company.
See, it is a very difficult dilemma. It really is. Sarah sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, Sarah here. What I would do if I were her is that I would consider not being pregnant until I have hit the 12-week scan. And that by which date, I would tell my employer, because it's a little bit more safer to be telling people from the 12-week scan. So I would apply for the job. I would start all the process, and at 12-week scan, I would say, by the way, it's been confirmed that I am pregnant. Does that change the deal? Question mark.
Hmm. Okay. So and there is this thing about waiting until the 12-week scan. She's only 8 weeks pregnant. Another couple of weeks, she'll be having her first scan. Fingers crossed, everything in the scan will go perfectly, and then she will maybe get the job. If she gets a job, then after the 12-week scan, then maybe tell the employer that she's pregnant. But a lot of people are saying that she should. Now, interestingly, as I said, it is mostly women that are saying that she should tell. That message I read out earlier on, as a woman who's had two babies, it would be unfair to take a job and hide a pregnancy. It doesn't look good, and it will stand against you if you lie about it. Which it shouldn't, and by law it can't, but that doesn't mean it won't. Mara sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
Hello, I'm Mara from Switzerland. I happen to be in Ireland at the moment, and I'm listening to your lovely radio show. It also happens that I'm actually an expert in gender equality, and in particular economic gender equality. I do think that the case that is being debated on the radio at the moment is not considering a couple of aspects which I would just like to put forwards. The assumption seems to be that if the employee is trained up for the new job and then goes on maternity leave, all that training is wasted. I don't see it that way at all. I think it's an investment also in the long term. The person might want to just go on maternity leave for a very short period. The person might even have a very supportive partner who says, I'm going to do the dad at home and you go off and do your career, because it might be really beneficial for them as a family. So I think that when people default towards, oh, she has to say she's pregnant and she cannot take on a new job if she's pregnant, I think this is very limiting for women. I think she should go through the process. She can decide in due course whether this is a challenge that she wants, not just for the short term, but for the medium term. And handling a maternity leave is only a question of logistics. And any company that is not capable of handling talent and the logistics implied in a maternity leave has a talent retention problem. So I think that's how I would look at the situation. And thank you for listening.
And thank you for your message, Mara. Thank you very much. What a brilliant message. 087-188-0008 is our number if you want to get involved in this conversation. I can't come on at this moment, says this message, but I was 16 weeks gone when I went for a job and didn't say anything. I got the job and I am now there 19 years. That's interesting, isn't it? So she went for the job, didn't tell them that she was pregnant, and 19 years later, she's still there, which is a great story, I have to say. 087-188-0008. The majority of you are now, it started off differently, but the majority of you are now saying, say nothing. There is no obligation on you to say anything. Just go for the promotion, go for the job, and get the job, hopefully, and then maybe tell them. Adrian says this message. I don't think these people saying to be honest are actually living in the real world. This woman's number one priority now is to her child, not some company that would replace her in the morning if she was to leave. She also said it's a male-dominated field, possibly meaning she's had to deal with more than her male colleagues to get where she is at this point. Last point, unfortunately, one in four pregnancies end in miscarriage. At the very least, wait until you are 12 weeks. And that's what a lot of you are saying. We're going to take a very quick break. We'll squeeze in another couple of calls straight after that. And this is Adrian Kennedy with you until 2 o'clock. Now, I want to give you the opportunity to win €2,600. €2,600. Just for telling me what Lucy said to Colm.
He does not make jumpers out of his...
If you think you know what is that missing word? Send us a WhatsApp right now to 087-188-0008 and we will let you play the game in a couple of minutes' time, OK? So once again, have a listen to this.
Jumpers out of his...
Again, Lucy?
He does not make jumpers out of his...
He does not make jumpers out of his...
He does not make jumpers out of his...
What is that boing? What is that missing word? If you'd like to play, send us a WhatsApp right now to 087-188-0008 and we will take your calls in a couple of minutes. We'll randomly pick two people to play the game. 087-188-0008. Now, let me just squeeze in another couple of calls on what we've been talking about, and that is Aisling's dilemma. The boss said to her recently, you should go for a promotion. We have this new job. You'd be ideal for it. So, what'd she do? She falls pregnant. And now she's in a dilemma of not knowing what to do. Patrick, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Hiya, Patrick.
How are you, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Patrick. Well, should she tell the boss before anything else happens with this job?
Leave the job. Don't be worried about it. It's going to cause stress in her pregnancy. My honest opinion on the whole workforce with women is, now, some women might not like this. Feminists won't like it, but... And this, is again, is not going to be a case of that I believe that place at home. It's certainly not.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
But they, when it comes to working, especially when pregnant, with children involved in that, no. I believe that they should be there with the children because it also protects them. It also gives them... You can educate them because my beliefs are that when... With the way the system or the way the government want things, it's women going to work. It's more taxes being gained off them. They send the children to school and probably people won't like this, but they're indoctrinated. So you haven't, you have no control over what they're thinking. So
Patrick, seriously, what are you going on about?
Come here.
I asked a simple question about whether or not she should tell her bosses about...
Tell the boss there she's pregnant and if they don't like it, leave it. It's going to be less stressful for her and then there'll be no complications with the pregnancy, hopefully. The number one is the baby at the moment, isn't it?
Yep.
So less stress. Don't deal with the job. Her partner should be able to, I know it's tough these days, but her partner should be able to support her, hopefully, fingers crossed, and they shouldn't have any problems. I know it's tough these days, but that's what I believe.
Okay, so she should tell them if they don't like us, then what, leave the job?
Leave the job. Hopefully they'll have financial backing to help them through over the next 9 months and going forward. I know it's tough these days, but yeah.
That's an understatement.
The one thing that is the most important thing now at the moment is her, is the mother and the baby. That's the most important thing. So she needs to take care of herself and the baby. So having living a stressful life is not going to be any use to her.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Patrick. 087-188-0008 is our number. Billy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Billy?
Hey, Adrian, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Billy. Well, Aisling's dilemma, she's obviously well-respected in her place of employment that they suggested that she go for the promotion. Should she do the decent thing, is what some people are saying, by telling her employer?
So here's the thing. This is, like, in my mind, cut and dry. She doesn't have the job. It's not as if she's gone through the interview already and been offered a job and is now in a predicament where she has to tell them or not, right? She may not get the job. Like, what's to stop her going for the interview, practicing the interview skills, seeing if she's good enough for the job, and then making a decision when she actually has an offer? Because even if she gets the job offer, she's under no obligation to take the job. So, you know, she should go first, see what happens, and make a decision when she actually has a job offer rather than worrying about it now when, you know, it doesn't exist.
So it's all very hypothetical at the moment. Yeah, is that
what you're
saying?
She's worrying about something that's hypothetical. She may not get the job. So, you know, what's the point in not going for it? Someone said you'd be great for this job, but that's not a job offer.
No, it's not a job offer. I agree. Yeah.
So she's stressing herself over something that hasn't happened, that doesn't exist yet. So, you know, if she wants to go for the job, go for it and see what happens. And it may get to a point where she's not offered the job and all this stress will be over nothing.
Okay, so a lot of people, I think the majority of people now at this stage have been saying, go for the interview. It's experience if nothing else. And if she gets the job, then tell them and deal with it after that.
Exactly.
Should she tell them after she gets offered the job, or should she wait another couple of months? Because what she said earlier on was that by the time she finishes the training that this new job would involve, she'll be going on maternity leave.
Well, Adrian, I'm going to assume after a while they're going to guess that she's pregnant, so she's not going to be able to not tell them.
Yep, that's true.
So, you know, if she's in training, I think, you know, when you get that job offer and someone comes to you and offers you the job, that's probably the time to say to them then, I'm really interested in taking this job. However, there is a complication here that I need to make you aware of. And then tell them. And
because again, I just got a message in, an interesting message just this moment. It says, are we in the 1950s? What about a woman's right to have a career? She's under no obligation to disclose this great news at this early stage. In fact, she doesn't have to disclose until 4 weeks before the beginning of maternity leave legally, which is right, which is true. So keep her mouth shut, basically.
That's by the letter of the law, and she's completely right. She doesn't have to disclose it. But it would be, as someone said earlier on, if she didn't disclose and came back, did the training, went away for 9 or 12 months of maternity leave and came back, her boss probably wouldn't be overly happy with her. So I think it's a kind of common courtesy thing if you're taking a new job. Same way if you're going for a new job and you knew you were going to go on a holiday, you tell them when you had the job offer, I've got this booked, I need to be off these times. But I think the texter is right. She's under no obligation to tell them now. So,
okay. I keep stum and good luck with the pregnancy. And fingers crossed she gets the job as well, and then deal with it after that.
100%.
Yep. All right. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed, Billy. Thank you for your call.
Real people, real opinions. Real Talk Radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.